Extreme Pebble Accretion in Ring Protoplanetary Disks, by Daniel P. Cummins et al. Axisymmetric dust rings containing tens to hundreds of Earth masses of solids have been observed in protoplanetary disks with sub-millimeter imaging. Here, we investigate the growth of a planetary embryo in a massive, 150m, axisymmetric dust trap through dust and gas hydrodynamic simulations. When accounting for the accretion luminosity of the planetary embryo from pebble accretion, the thermal feedback on the surrounding gas leads to the formation of an anticyclonic vortex. Since the vortex forms at the location of the planet, this has significant consequences for the planet's growth, as dust drifts towards the pressure maximum at the center of the vortex, which is initially co-located with the planet, a rapid accretion rate is achieved, in a distinct phase of vortex-assisted, pebble accretion. Once the vortex separates from the planet due to interactions with the disk, it accumulates dust, shutting off accretion onto the planet. We find that this rapid accretion, mediated by the vortex, results in a planet containing approximately equals 100m of solids. We follow the evolution of the vortex, as well as the efficiency with which dust grains accumulate at its pressure maximum as a function of their size, and investigate the consequences this has for the growth of the planet as well as the morphology of the protoplanetary disk. We speculate that this extreme formation scenario may be the origin of giant planets which are identified to be significantly enhanced in heavy elements. This was Extreme Pebble Accretion in Ring Protoplanetary Disks, by Daniel P. Cummins et al.